Burial service for President Mills at the Black Star Square will be officiated by the chairman of the National Peace Council, the Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. He tells Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe that as chief officiating minister, he will lead the team of clergy to perform the final committal at the graveside at the Geese Park today. Reverend Professor Asante also disclosed that his sermon will focus on reflections on the futility of life without God. He first congratulates Ghanaians on uniting in grief to mourn the late president.
I would like to say to Ghanaians that you have done very well. We must pat our shoulders in coming together to show the world that we can come together to mourn and to celebrate the life of a great leader. Let us unite this way. And from now on, let us review our political activism. Let us do so in the spirit of love, unity, which finds expression in diversity.
Reverend Asante, because you are the chief officiate clergy, you'll be leading the clergy to perform the final funeral service. You'll be preaching, you'll be doing the committal. What will form the thrust of your message at this ceremony?
I would have wished that you waited, but let me say that I'll be reflecting on the topic, the futility of life without God.
Which means that God must form the center
of our lives. And then I'll use the occasion to appeal to Ghanaians to bury the hatchet. We've done wonderfully since the demise of the president. We've all united. Left and right have come together. And I'm saying let it not be a week's wonder. The greatest monument we can pay to this man of peace is to live in peace, oneness in diversity.
Professor Sir, have you had a chance to file past the body of the late president?
Yes.
And what went through your mind as you filed past the body?
Well, let me say first of all, pain, but at the same time, the transient nature of the human life. As I looked at him lying in state, like somebody who was simply asleep, and remembering that few weeks ago he was with us, what came to my mind was that life is transient. We have no permanent home in this world. And so whilst we have the time here on earth, we must do the works of our Lord and our God. For the time is coming when we may be no more on earth.
You heard the Most Reverend Professor Asante, chairman of the National Peace Council, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe. The final resting place of late President Mills, the Geese Park, has already become a tourist attraction. The park, which lies close to the Osu Castle, has been the center of attention since the announcement came last week that President Mills will be buried at the park. On the eve of the burial, the crowd that converged on the precincts of the park swelled. Augustus Akwe visited the park and brings us this piece.
As you approach the Geese Park, three billboards are set at the junction, and one is mounted purposely to pay tribute to the memory of the late president. It reads, Professor John Evans, Fifi Atta Mills, 1944 to 2012. May his soul rest in perfect peace. Farewell, Mr. President. Just by the road leading to the castle gate is the Geese Park. The park has a well-manicured grass with some trees within it. There are also solar lights within the park, and of course, a flock of geese who give the park its name. Workers are feverishly putting finishing touches to what will be the president's final resting place. There is a pond and a fairly large crowd who have gathered watching things going on within the park.
Oh, we are here to have a look at where the president will be buried, especially to look at the tomb where he will be buried in. The impression so far is not bad, but actually I have not been allowed to see where the tomb is, so I can't tell much about it.
I came from Ho. I'm here to see how to bury our former president. They do the thing nicely because as of yesterday, they put things here roughly, but now they organize the thing nice. because I saw Zoom Lion cleaning the place. I left that red carpet, they have been putting in it down there. So the place is almost finished.
I'm coming from Ariabo in the Western region. It's because of the president's demise. We are here to mourn with the bereaved family. I was here yesterday night. I just came to have a look at where our president will be laid to rest, or finally be laid to rest. And the place is very nice, I must admit.
I'm from Medina. Came to witness the body. I said I want to see where the burial place of the president. I like the place. It's very nice. I'm highly impressed.
I'm from Teshin Gwas State. I came in here to have a glance at the burial place of our late president. Very awesome.
And as we leave the Geese Park, the dispatch riders herald the coming of more dignitaries from the Kotoka International Airport to the Osu Castle, where they are going to commiserate with President John Mahama.
That was a report by Augustus Akwe. We now go over to our correspondents for an update on today's activities. First is Rosemary Gazy. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, Sammy.
What have you observed so far?
I'm currently situated close to the main entrance of the Black Star Square that's facing the monument which has the Freedom and Justice inscription. And my back is facing the arch at the Black Star Square. All indications here justify that this is the day Ghanaians and indeed the rest of the world have been looking for or waiting for ever since the mighty tree fell on that fateful Tuesday. On our way here, that's about 10 minutes past 5. AM, all routes leading to the vantage point, as far as today's activities are concerned, were blocked. In fact, before getting to the square, GBC's bus carrying the team of reporters of both TV and radio and technicians have been stopped for security checks not less than 10 times. So I mean, there's no exaggeration, and I must salute the security personnel. This is to tell you that they are up to task. Security here is very, very, very tight. And I don't know what will happen from now on. And a sizable number of the security personnel are here. They are on duty, doing their job very smoothly. Everything is going on very, very, very smoothly.
Rosemary, have you observed any sympathizers and mourners as at now at the venue?
Yes. Some are trooping in, but as at 5 a.m., a few had already booked their seats and waiting patiently to watch proceedings as and when they... Okay, and so I am at the main entrance, and the ambulances and the cars are just moving around, checking that everything is in place. And my colleague Joyce is inside, so maybe you can get to her and get the detail in. But so far, everything has been smooth, and everything is going on so smoothly.
Thanks for the update, Rosemary.
Yeah.
And now to Joyce Enimaiku, who is also at the Black Star Square. Joyce, where are you positioned at the moment? Joyce, can you hear me? Joyce, where are you positioned at the moment?
Samuel, I'm currently standing under the Independence Arch. And right in front of me is where the dignitaries will be seated. To the right is a dais that has been set for the family members. And to the left of that, it's a dais for party executives, party chiefs, and flag bearers. Behind that, on the inner periphery, of the Independence or Black Star Square, we have canopies for various groups, the diplomatic corps, the judiciary, chiefs, queen mothers, and other dignitaries, the security services. So far on the square, you realize that what I have noticed is that all aspects of health and sanitation have been taken care of. There are porta-johns to add up to the toilet facilities that are here. For health services, the Ghana Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance team have been here, according to them, before 5 a.m.
Joyce, have you sighted any dignitaries so far?
No, currently, no. There is no dignitary as of yet. I have not sighted any as of yet. But what I noticed is that I spoke to a few people in the stands. Some of them claimed they got here as early as 3 a.m. And on the... Behind the stand, the sitting area, we have the hawkers, and they are making big business in all kinds of items. They have drinks, they have confectionery, they have kebab. Early this morning, some people are frying yam and they're selling all kinds of paraphernalia, whether in the national colors or in the various party colors.
Thanks so much for the update, Joyce. That'll be all for now. That was Joyce Enimaiku, our correspondent out in the field. We continue with some more profiles. Macky Sall is the president of Senegal.
The president of Senegal, Macky Sall, is Senegal's fourth president since that nation gained independence from France in 1960. He graduated from Cheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar with a degree in geology. In 2002, he became the Minister of Territorial Administration and the government spokesman before taking office as Prime Minister under Abdoulaye Wade. On March 18th this year, he welcomed President Mills to the Senegalese capital, Dakar, where President Mills visited that country for an emergency ECOWAS meeting of heads of state on the crisis in Mali and Guinea-Bissau. After an impressive ceremony to welcome President Mills, the newly sworn-in president, Macky Sall, held the meeting where he thanked President Mills for being in Senegal for his investiture. Akwaba, President Sall.
Next is the president of the Gambia, Yahya Jammeh.
President Yahya Jammeh of the Gambia was born on 25th May 1965 in the village of Kanlilan. He joined the Gambian National Police Force as private in 1984 and rose through the ranks. Though Jammeh became a president through a coup d'etat during the latter part of 1990s, the Gambian leader took steps to establish its legitimacy in the eyes of the international community by returning the country to democratic rule in 1997. Ghana and the Gambia have enjoyed good relations, and the president of the Gambia is in Ghana to pay his last respect to Professor John Evans Atta Mills.
Now the profile of Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan.
Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan and Ghana's President John Mahama have a striking similarity. They both became president when their substantive presidents died. President Jonathan, it has been said, has a habit of being in the right place at the right time. Elected as deputy governor for his home state Bayelsa in 1999, he was serving his term of office when his boss was impeached on corruption charges. Mr. Jonathan took over as governor and 2 years later was handpicked by former President Olusegun Obasanjo to run on the PDP's ticket as vice presidential candidate in 2007. Until November 2009, he was serving out his time as a vice president. Then, President Umaru Yar'Adua was taken ill and was not seen again in public until he died 6 months later. Barely 12 hours after Mr. Yar'Adua's death, Goodluck Jonathan was sworn in as the new president and commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Africa's most populous nation. Born in 1957 in the oil-rich Niger Delta, Mr. Jonathan is a Christian from the Ijaw ethnic group. He has been instrumental in negotiations with militants in the oil-rich Niger Delta. Many of the major militant groups have laid down their weapons as part of a government amnesty. It is believed that when President Mills was alive, he had good working relations and very good chemistry with President Jonathan. They consulted very closely on issues of national, regional, and continental interest. This was evident when President Jonathan said he was shocked and sad at the death of President Atta Mills. He intimated that Nigeria will be represented at the funeral at the highest level. It is therefore no surprise that he is here to mourn and bury his friend and colleague.
Next is the profile of U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Rodham Clinton was born on October 26, 1947, in Chicago, Illinois, to a U.S. Marine drill instructor. She attended the Wellesley College and the Yale University Law School, where she served on the board of editors for the Yale Law Review. In October 1975, she married to the 42nd U.S. President, William Jefferson Clinton, and is blessed with a child, Chelsea. Mrs. Clinton is a strong, charismatic leader and legendary, making her sharp and intelligent in pursuing her ambitions. On December 1, 2008, former U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton was nominated to be President Obama's Secretary of State. Her nomination was approved by the Senate, and she was sworn in on January 2009. In March 2011, Clinton announced that she would not serve as Secretary of State, Defense Secretary, or Vice President for President Obama after 2012. She also confirmed that she will not run for the presidency in 2012. Mrs. Clinton was a 2008 candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency, finishing second to Obama by a very narrow margin.
You have the profile of some presidents attending the funeral. We now have our correspondent, Augustus Akwit, on the line. Augustus, what do you have to report this morning?
Well, I am currently in front of the banquet hall of the State House where the president is still lying in state. A short while ago, immediate family members, including his son and his siblings, went inside the chamber. Now the place has been closed for public viewing. It is only family members who are allowed inside. There is a queue over here made up of the Chidan Ebusian of Cape Coast, which the former president hails from. And so they are about to file into the banquet hall. Now, if anything of fancy custom is to go by, then whilst they are in, they would be performing some rites. The rites would include, according to fancy custom, the formal parting of ways between the family and the deceased. And the fancies believe that when the person has transcended into the other world, then he would need to get a little token to ferry his way across the Great Sea to the other side of the world. And so he's given a little money tied in a handkerchief. And then there is also some items that form his bath and kit. And so if fancy custom is to go by, then it is presumed that this is what the family is doing inside currently. And so there is tight security still here. The service commanders have come in and police presence is here. But members of the crowd are not here at all. The only people I see around claim to be really close relatives of the former president. Tommy.
Augustus, have you seen any other dignitaries around?
No, high profile dignitary is around. I've seen some clergymen around as well, but no other dignitary is around. The place is also being cleared up. There was a bit of dirt around the precincts of the banquet hall, and so staff of Zoom Lion are clearing the place, but no dignitary is within this precinct.
Thanks for the update, Augustus. That'll be all for now. That was correspondent Augustus Akwe reporting.